Hearing on Twitter about the Pickleball Madness tournament. Yes, John Ireland is going to be playing with the great Lisa Ireland.
That's right.
She's a pickleball shark, apparently.
According to her.
And I mentioned my brother Brian's flying in with my nephew Hunter. They're playing as a team. I don't have a partner right now.
Is he really that good, Brian?
Brian's real good.
Like every week
he plays a lot.
They might have you playing with a listener.
We're going to raffle that off
yeah. somehow.
Cool. If you want to be in tournament, go to 710, or go to ESPNLA.com, sign up. It's $100 for your team to get in.
Why don't you play with Joaquin?
No, doesn't play pickleball. Doesn't play pickleball. Doesn't do station events.
Really?
Yeah, no, he's reclusive.
Yeah.
Who are you talking about?
Joaquin.
He called him Joaquin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever.
All right, so 2 o'clock call of the day time, and there is a guy, Mace, on line two that says, I am confused.
Okay.
So let's find out what I am confused, Steve, in North Hollywood, but what am I confused about in your mind?
The D'Angelo Russell conundrum.
Okay.
Which, you seem to be very confounded about why the Lakers, A, might be interested in moving him, but further, that other teams aren't lining up for D'Angelo Russell services.
I find it odd, Steve, that as well as he's played over the past month, that a team wouldn't find a use for him. You disagree.
Well, a use... Perhaps, but keep in mind that the only teams that want to add a guy like D'Angelo Russell, who, let's face it, plays only one side of the floor, really, and hasn't been much in playoff situations. So, you know, he's got a track record of, like, do we trust him? But let's look at it. He's on an expiring deal, potentially.
He has a player option for next year.
Right. I understand that. But that's basically an expiring, because if he plays well, he opts out.
So right.
Teams. Okay, so now let's look at the teams that would be interested. You mentioned the Bulls a little while ago. Well, sure, in a vacuum, you drop him on. He helps them a little bit, but why would they want to be helped when they're actually a seller? And this is the point. It's a salary cap league. Teams that are competitive that want to add a guy like D'Angelo Russell to be, I don't know, bring him off the bench as their sixth man to help the scoring or to fill in because they've got an injury to a point guard, that kind of thing. They don't want to give away talent. They don't want to give away $17 million in salary in the way of talent, so they're not going to take on D'Angelo. And the other teams, they're rebuilding. They're not going to give up anything to get a guy like D'Angelo who, A, could leave, and, B, isn't their future. So I think this is a conundrum for the Lakers because, yes, they on the one hand, they kind of need to move off of him. They're not winning with him, but he's playing well, and he may be their best shot right now. I think you need to come to the conclusion, John, that as much as you may like him, he and Reeves can't really play together because neither of them, they get hunted on defense. They're not good enough. If one of those guys could play D, they could play together and it would be great. But okay. Neither can, and it's either him or Reeves.
All right, Steve, I got three counterpoints. I think that all your argument is fair.
Yeah, all really good points.
Yeah, here's three counterpoints. What you're not realizing is that what teams in the middle of the country want are draft picks. They value draft picks more than Miami and New York and Los Angeles because they can never get free agents. So if you attach a draft pick in any deal, and the Lakers have a first-round pick they can trade, if you address that and you give them a first-round pick, that's why a team would take D'Angelo Russell. That's point number one. Point number two, he has a very tradable contract. These are like...
Yeah, it's not actually a very big number in the scope of the NBA.
And number three, I disagree with you, and I'm curious what Pepe and Michael think about this, in saying that Reeves and Russell cannot play together. They started in the postseason last year, and the Lakers went to the Final Four. They made it to the Western Conference Finals with Reeves and Russell. So I don't think it's unfair of you to suggest that defensively they're not a great defensive backcourt. But to say they can't play together and that they can't win with them, what was the playoffs last year, Steve?
John, let's ask this question. You were saying that you can't understand why teams aren't interested. Now you're saying the way to get rid of D'Angelo is to attach a pick.
True.
I'm not arguing that.
Okay.
Saying that that's the only way to get rid of him.
You got to give him something good for them to take D'Angelo.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's my point. My point is, hey, this is what there's something here that teams are seeing that you're not, because look, it's fun to watch him put up 30 a night for this stretch and to be the fun D'Angelo. And we all are rooting for D'Angelo. I love him as a guy. I would like to see him be successful, especially here in Los Angeles. But when I watched what happened last year, you made the playoff point. Look, they got to a point, and then he was useless. He hardly played in a lot of those.
In the Denver series, you're right, Steve. But in the yeah, Memphis series and in the Golden State series, he was great.
Sure.
But yeah, they, so I mean, it's a good call.
Yeah,
you obviously,
really good call, Steve.
You obviously are paying good attention, but Pepe Michael, again, I'm probably too close to this. I don't want him to trade D'Lo. I think they might, but I don't want him to because I like him. But to suggest that Russell can't play and wouldn't be valuable to another team, I just think it's wrong.
Well, why are they having so much trouble finding the third team? Now, granted, the Lakers don't have, they have one draft pick, and I'm sure that Atlanta is the team that wants that in a trade with DeJounte Murray.
Right.
But how is it that they can't find a third team to take D'Angelo? Where's that draft pick going to come from that you give the other team so that they take D'Angelo?
Well, there it depends. Once you involve three teams, then you take all three rosters.
Right, right.
And so there's a lot of moving parts. So, but they're always buyers and they're always sellers. And I, for one, like, I think D'Angelo Pepe is going to play great again tonight. He's played great for 9 games in a row.
He's been playing very, very good.
So I fully admit, and Steve made this point, I'm probably too close to this. I'm probably biased because I like him personally.
Me too.
And I want to see him succeed. And so my opinion is probably tainted by that. But I also watched this guy tear it up over 9 straight games, and I think he's been the second best player on our team in a lot of nights.
And although he's not a great defender, he's been playing a decent defense compared to other players.
Yeah, he's just not a defensive player.
No, but he's
right.
Playing
he had that block on Harden, but I mean, aside from that, they're picking on him on defense. Exactly what he said. They're picking on both Austin Reeves and D'Angelo Russell.
That's right, but
that's why the idea of adding a player who's a plus defender like DeJounte Murray makes sense.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. What do you think?
They don't need to make no moves. They're fine.
Oh, God.
There we go. Come on, man. Stop being so pessimistic.
Well.
They're fine.
There's a unicorn. It's a leprechaun. There's a rainbow in the studio.
They're going to ratchet it up after the All-Star break.
All right.
Break that playoff.
Can I address why Michael and I are mad at Pepe?
Oh, jeez.
I know.
Why? What do you know?
I know.
Do you
just say
what
it.
Do you
say
think?
It.
What do you think it is?
Say it.
What
is happening in front of you?
Right there.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What
All right,
this?
Mace. This is something called a Funko Pop.
Oh yeah, the old Funko Pop.
I was in Morales' office today, and I said, "What is that?" It's a Pepe Montilla Funko Pop, and Morales said he gave it to me for my birthday.
Hey,
first of all, Pepe. Michael and I do not have a Funko Pop.
Yeah, I don't have a Funko Pop.
How are you the only announcer on the Lakers that has a Funko Pop?
Wait, share
the wealth.
Wait. If you're watching on YouTube, you know what it is, but describe it, John. It's like a little doll.
Yeah, it's a
flat face.
And by the way,
squished down.
But look what he has, Mace. A giant oversized head. If there's anyone that deserves a Funko Pop, it's me with my giant oversized head.
And you know
head.
What? And the mustache is too small. The mustache should be more prominent on the Funko
what
Pop.
Is, if, so, Pepe, waiting. I'm mad at you, number one, that you never told me about this. Because I would
speed
like
all your hate.
Yeah.
Okay,
I would like a Pepe Montilla Funko Pop.
Yeah. Can I get a Funko
how
Pop?
Do we buy them?
And number two, what is the backstory with this?
Okay. Number one, does it say Lakers anywhere?
No.
Okay.
But it says Pepe Montilla.
And that's it.
Action figure.
Yeah.
That's
and you're
it.
Not waving.
That's
and
it.
And yeah, by the way, this is a missed opportunity. You should have told the guys at Funko Pop to make this doll wave.
That's right.
That's okay. Your signature move.
Okay. Just tell me when I'm going to be
go
able
ahead.
To talk.
Oh, okay,
explain,
go ahead.
Explain the backstory on
as
this.
As Desi Arnaz says,
number
you got
one,
some
number one,
to do.
Those were given to me by somebody special.
Okay, so okay. Special.
Number
who,
one.
What was her name?
I knew you were going to ask that. I know you were. I can predict the stupidity that is going to come out of your mind.
Yes.
Okay. Number two, I gave it to a guy that turned 40.
Right.
Yes. How old? Anybody here in this room is 40?
No, but I just turned 60.
Pepe. 60 doesn't count.
I turned 59
are you
next month.
Wait, Pepe, are you an ageist like Mason?
No, Pepe, I turned 40 3 weeks before that.
Okay, I didn't know.
But you banned Pepe, so you know.
You did ban Pepe.
I banned Michael because Mace wanted me to. I never banned Pepe.
Don't even throw this at me.
I didn't know that, okay? But but I'll get you one for the 40.
How many Funko Pops do you have at
home? Why does he get one for 40 and I don't get one for 60?
Because 40 is a very important age for me.
Where's my Funko Pop?
Yeah.
Okay. I cannot just... I'll get you one.
All right, but why does he get one and Mason and I don't get one?
Let me ask you, why did they make you a Funko Pop? Who is the Funko Pop connection that you've got?
I'm not telling.
Oh, come on.
No.
There needs to be a Michael Thompson Funko Pop. No, it's not going to be short and flat like yours, flat face and squished down.
If they do a Michael Thompson Funko Pop, they got to put him in ratty old sweats that he got for free.
And a Bahama sweatshirt.
And Zubas.
And the Hakuna Matata pants.
Yeah, right.
Yes, exactly.
Well, Pepe, I'm very jealous, number one. And I think because this was a milestone birthday for me this year, 60. I'm 60 until July 15th. That you should make good on this and get me a Funko Pop of you.
The only 60s for me is the 60s.
You know, right.
With the Beatles. The actual 60s.
Yeah.
That's the only one.
Oh, yeah.
40s is important for me.
Yes. Can you eat it?
Is it? No, it's a doll. It's like an action figure.
It's why Funko Pop? What does that mean?
I don't know. Is it a Japanese company?
I don't know. It's a Funko company.
Emily knew all about them.
Oh, did she?
As soon as I walked in with them, she goes, it's a Funko Pop.
I went to eBay. There are tons of Funko Pops on eBay.
Do you have like boxes?
Is Pepe's on eBay?
No, I searched Pepe. Pepe's Funko Pop is not on eBay.
How many of these think Pepe got at home in his garage?
Oh, he's got two big boxes of them.
Pepe, I got a guess. You've got a case of them at home, right?
No.
They're like party favors. Hey, take a Funko Pop while you go.
A storage garage full of them.
And Laura is going to be 40 in 5 years, right?
Yes.
Don't give out a lady's age.
She just said it. You don't pay attention. She said it.
Okay. Yeah.
I look good for 35, so I'm chilling.
Yeah, so
can I throw something out?
Oh, my God, Michael.
We'll do the NFL conspiracy thing coming up next.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for that.
But I want to throw something out.
Yeah.
So, Raheem Morris apparently reportedly nailed his interview with the Atlanta Falcons, and he will be the next head coach down in Atlanta. That means the Rams have an open defensive coordinator position. Brandon Staley?
Now, I was going to ask you that. I would be okay with that.
The defense was really good under Brandon Staley.
Well, you're the one paying a hefty fee for those seats. Would you be okay if Brandon Staley is named defensive coordinator?
He's not the one that's going to go on 4th and 2 at his own 19-yard line.
No, those are all Sean makes the calls. Decisions. How would you feel?
Get the band back together.
Why not?
Yeah. I mean, he was very successful as a defense. There's a reason he got hired to the Chargers. Not everybody is a head coach, a CEO that can run. But as a defensive coordinator, he was excellent.
That's right. And I agree with you because do you remember Norv Turner?
Oh, Norv Turner, yeah.
He was a great coordinator.
Terrible head coach.
Yeah.
That's a good example.
Remember Dan Henning?
He's another guy.
Yeah. Every time Dan Henning was an offensive coordinator, he would like break records. And his record as a head coach was awful.
Yes.
He was like 6-10 every year.
Yeah, just because you can coordinate doesn't mean you can be a head coach. All right. And by the way, we find that out every single year when coordinators get hired and flame out.
Mostly Patriot assistants.
Yes, exactly. All right, coming up next, NFL conspiracy. We have teased this a really long time. So we're really going
to
do it next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right, check this out. Isaac at Mirror Audio Video has the new Sony laser projector. Have you seen this thing? It's the all-new Sony laser projector. This is a must purchase for anyone wanting to take their visual experience to the next level. It has the most superior image quality of anything out there. It's versatile. You can connect it to anything, including your laptop or even your phone. It's portable. You can take it with you for presentations. Or if you want to set up a full outdoor theater experience, you're all set. And like any product from Mirror, it's durable and reliable. Any questions, just call Mirror and see what they can do for you. Tell them Mason and Ireland sent you, and they'll hook you up for sure. By the way, if you go by the showroom in Westwood, you'll be there for at least an hour checking out all the cool stuff they have in there. Here's the phone number, 310-234-4010. 310-234-4010, or visit online at mirroraudiovideo.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
I've been studying Rita Hayworth because I have a feeling she's going to be in the Pepe potpourri of lies. Rita Hayworth today?
Betty Davis?
Betty Davis.
Yeah.
Betty Grable.
Betty Grable. What about Mae West?
You forgot the most important one. Well, talk into the microphone. What's the most important
what
one?
Obscure
forgot
the most important one. What obscure authors?
No, I'm not saying because...
You're not going to give away the potpourri of lies now.
I'm not.
You're all saving your lies.
Very important game today, by the way.
Oh,
all
yeah,
right.
Big.
Let's get to this conspiracy stuff, because as you know, I believe in all conspiracy theories.
Yes. So here's, first of all, the first time I heard about this, there's a Canadian television station that has been promoting Ravens versus Niners. It's in all their graphics and stuff. Now, you found one where a television station in Texas basically has this thing as a done deal, and let's listen to that.
Man, the NFL just got caught slipping. The NFL is slipping, all right? My buddy just sent this to me. He lives in the Memphis area. This is a local news station, okay? Reba McEntire, Usher, Post Malone are slated to perform at the Super Bowl, but look what it says. At San Francisco 49ers and Baltimore Ravens Super Bowl matchup on February 11th. Do we look dumb to you? I mean, honestly.
Yeah, are we dumb? Is that what the NFL thinks, that we're dumb? Now, the other part of this story.
So that means it's locked. My bet is going. I bet on the other two teams, so I screwed up.
So here is the other part of this story, which is that the logo for the last 3 years for the Super Bowl has corresponded with the colors of the teams. So, for example, I remember this one well. When the Rams played the Bengals, it was yellow and it was orange. So you had the two teams.
So last year it was green and red.
Green and red. It was Kansas City and Philly.
KC. Yeah.
This year, it is, I'm looking at it right now.
You say red and purple, that's too weird.
It is red and purple.
49ers aren't red, though.
Oh, come on, they're not red? The 49ers aren't red?
It's a red color?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's absolutely
Pepe,
red.
Pepe, trust
color.
Me, I've been to SoFi. And
that's
when
the, Michael,
they
by
played
the way.
The Niners. What did I, oh, yeah, I called you Pepe for a second. you guys are all the same.
Minor look alike.
Yeah. Yeah, so again, it suggests that there's a script. Now, Jen, you say you believe in every conspiracy.
Yes, I believe in this, too.
You
think
do.
It's locked. It's going to be Niners-Ravens. The NFL knows it, and they're pulling the wool over our eyes, and they've already printed up all this stuff, and that TV station in Memphis got word of it.
Yep.
And we don't even need to play the games this weekend.
Don't even. And by the way, the winner's probably ordained, too. They probably already know who wins.
But we haven't seen anything about like a Super Bowl
not
champion
yet. We'll,
screw up.
We'll see one maybe. Michael, do you believe in this conspiracy
yes,
at all?
I think Disney's already done the Lamar Jackson "Where Are You Going Now" commercial.
Oh, that's already done.
Oh, wow.
He's
so
done the Disneyland commercial already.
Who has the rights for CBS?
CBS has it this year.
Oh, okay. You know what that means? Your boy. Oh, Mace! I couldn't believe it. So the other day, I think it was Sports Business Journal.
Yep.
I'm reading, and the guy is writing a column, and he says, you know, everybody's making predictions for the new year.
Yep.
Says, well, first of all, do you guys believe Tom Brady will ever work for Fox? I do. I think for $38 million, he'll work at least 1 year.
I'm guessing he'll probably try it, sure.
So what this writer was suggesting was, if Tom Brady takes the number one analyst job and works with Kevin Burkhardt next year, that CBS should immediately
get Greg Olson.
Hire Greg Olson and kick Tony Romo to the curb. So you're not the only one down on Romo.
No, so much for
Tyler Lockett입니다. Tyler Bass.
Oh, I'm sorry, I hit the wrong button.
Oh yeah, no.
You know what? There's more important.
I was actually going for this.
But this is a dime, not a donkey.
I'm not a donkey.
You know who also is not a donkey? Michael Thompson is not a donkey.
Oh, oh, it's Michael's birthday. I forgot on Tuesday. Wow.
The big
Laura got you a cake.
Look at that.
Look at that. Hey. Wow.
Wow.
Look at the size of that thing.
That is a beautiful cake.
Wow.
How am I going to take that home?
Wow. You can put that in your secret
fridge.
Crypto. Yeah. Tropicana Bakery and Cuban Cafe in Downey has created this.
Wait a minute. You guys do know my birthday's on the 30th.
We do. Right.
Yeah, we do. It's
Tuesday.
Then you're
just
not going to be
that.
Here.
Yeah.
They because just said that. We're going to be in the Grammy trip.
There you go. Grammy
trip.
Oh,
wow.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Happy birthday, Mike. That's a beautiful cake.
Yeah. Now,
and coconut.
Ooh, rum and coconut.
Yeah, nobody else is going to be able to touch this cake. You know that, right?
Oh, no, I can't.
Touching it.
But yeah, you guys to eat this. I can't. What am I supposed to do with it? We got a game tonight. I'm leaving town tomorrow.
Yeah, that's true. All right, so you'll offer it up to the staff.
Dude, okay, you're going to share that with us?
Not with you.
Laura says it's delicious. By the way, thank you to... Tropicana Bakery and Cuban Cafe in Downey. Goodness. Thank you to Mel, the owner, Adriana, and the entire team over there.
Boy,
it is
a beautiful
looking cake.
Really beautiful.
It's got like palm leaves coming out of it.
Yeah, it looks like a bohemian cake.
It does.
A pineapple.
Yeah,
it's a pineapple. Oh, pineapple. Yeah.
Pineapple on it. Rum inside of it.
Oh,
I feel like I'm home.
Very nice.
Wow.
Very nice.
Beautiful. All right. So there's two other things. You asked a question a second ago, Mace. Mm-hmm. You said, "Do these people think we're stupid?"
Yes.
There's two other things I wanted to bring up. Should I bring them up? Yeah, we'll bring one of them up now, and then we can do the other one later. The Milwaukee GM is a guy named John Horst. Okay. So the Bucks had a game last night, and before the game, the Horst. Yeah, exactly. He made himself available to answer questions. And somebody said, so we're all assuming that the reason you fired Adrian Griffin was you talked to your players and they didn't feel like things were going in the right direction and you came to the conclusion it was time for a change. And Horst says, that's incorrect.
The Horst?
Yeah. He said, this was completely my decision and I did not consult the players.
Oh, please.
Michael.
What are we, idiots?
I know.
Michael, if he didn't consult Giannis or Dame.
Malpractice.
Before making this move, shouldn't he be fired?
Exactly. Come on.
I mean, what in the world? I mean, I guess he's trying to not scapegoat his stars.
So, in other words, Giannis doesn't look like a coach killer because this would be his second coach that he's killed.
Right, but...
Is it two?
Yeah, well, yeah, Mike Budenholzer was out.
And now Adrian Griffin's
out. And if the players don't like the coach, it is what it is.
Sure.
But we all know this is a players' league. Why would he take this stance publicly?
Right,
because he thinks we're stupid.
I guess.
Yeah, but and this goes for the Lakers too. The only way, a few weeks back there was Darvin Ham this and Darvin Ham that. The only way that Darvin Ham were to go away is if LeBron and AD pull the plug on him.
Right.
Period.
Yeah.
And if they do, it's over.
Franchise players have all the power.
They do. And Rob is completely honest about this.
Yeah,
Rob says he consults with those guys on everything.
He uses the word partners.
Partners.
He says, I'm partners in this with LeBron and AD.
Chuck Daly said it 40 years ago. He said, I'm privileged that the players allow me to coach them.
And
he was right.
I mean, keep in mind, in 1981, Magic Johnson got Paul Westhead fired.
Yeah. There's only one team where a player cannot pull a power play. Only one team in the league. And you guys know what
San
that
Antonio.
Team is.
No.
Miami.
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 If Wemby came in and said, I don't want to play for Pop anymore, they would have to.
But if Jimmy Butler went in and said, I don't want to play for Spoelstra
anymore,
they'd trade Jimmy.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Matter of fact, Pat Riley, when LeBron and Wade and Bosch were there, and they started 9-8, they went collectively as a group to ask Riley to get rid of Spoelstra and coach the team himself. And Riley kicked him out of his office.
That's right. Riley mess around.
He goes, Spoelstra's a coach, deal with it.
Exactly.
I got a meeting.
Yeah.
So It is.
Yeah, just don't lie. Yeah, seriously, nobody's. We all cover sports. We're not stupid. We know how the NBA works. We know how coaches wind up in jobs and out of jobs, and it's always collaborative with superstar players. And if it's not, by the way, it's complete malpractice.
Right. All right. Okay. So coming up next, the other thing I wanted to bring up was: did you hear what happened with Luka last night?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, we'll get into that. The Suns beat the Mavs last night in Dallas. And Luka did something that I'm surprised worked, but it did. We'll tell you what it is coming up.
Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN. This is Luis Miguel in honor of Pepe. Pepe's, are you a Luis Miguel fan?
He is very good.
By the way, Pepe, he let's just say he's had a run of dating beautiful women. Maybe better than anyone ever.
Yeah.
He's like, yes. He's bounced from Daisy Fuentes to Mariah Carey.
What about Jeter?
It's Jeter-esque. Sure. Luis Miguel's run is Jeter-esque.
Do you consider yourself, did you bounce around until you finally wound up with Liz? Are there a long string of beautiful women in your past?
I don't think we're in his league. No.
So last night, the Mavericks, they lost to Phoenix, and there was a heckler in the second row or something, first row, right behind the players. And he reportedly yelled at Luka, "Hey, get on a treadmill." Now, Luka immediately said to the officials, "This guy has to go," and he got jacked from the arena. Now, afterwards, Luka said, "No, it was nonstop insults. It was nonstop F-word and cursing and swearing and all that stuff." What can't be true?
That he was swearing and cursing and using obscene language because some people around him would have complained and they would have had the fans would have had him ejected for swearing. You can't do that at a game.
And right.
He did that at a criminal. All right, so here's exactly what he said.
Let him finish. go ahead.
I'm done. Now it's John's turn.
Yeah, okay, well, whomever.
We go back.
Okay.
Are you the producer now?
I want to hear the end of the story.
What are you, a talk show traffic cop?
He's like Bergman. He's turning into Bergman.
He is.
Are you going to start banning people
next? I want to hear the story.
Here's exactly what he said. Here's exactly what the heckler said. Are you ready? Are you listening?
Power's going to his head.
All right.
Get me my
quote. Luca, you're tired. Get your ass on a treadmill. Mm-hmm. That's all he said.
What's wrong with that, Pepe?
This is written by somebody at the game. Doncic, who was walking near midcourt, turned around and stared at the fan for a few seconds. As he jogged back on defense, he waved towards the Mavs head of security, pointed at the fan, and gestured that he wanted him ejected. It was a game in Dallas. Mm.
See, that's wrong, Pepe.
And so the fan left without further incident after he was approached by an arena staffer.
He didn't do anything wrong. He just was razzing the guy about his fitness. That's it.
This reminds me of when Donald Sterling yelled at Baron Davis from his courtside seat, "Not paying you to be fat. Why don't you go on a diet?" Baron played for his team. Right.
Exactly. See, so, what's that? Somebody put up a meme of Kobe. You know that meme of Kobe going, "You soft?"
It is soft. Charmin. If that's really what he jacked that fan for, that's ridiculous.
All right. So, Mace, I've got another conspiracy theory. Can I throw it at you?
Oh, I think I know what's coming. Sure.
Okay.
You've wanted to do this all week. Go.
Right. So, we'll get everybody's opinion on this.
Yes.
NBC last week had the Lions-Bucks game, Tampa Bay-Detroit. And right in the middle of the game, second quarter, the NBC feed mysteriously went out during the first half of a playoff game.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I've worked in the business long enough to know that if your feed goes out, these games are so valuable and there's so much money, you actually have a backup truck. So if the feed goes out, you just switch to the backup truck, and then you don't lose any of your commercials or anything. Because commercials are like $1 million a spot.
Yeah.
But this didn't happen with NBC. The game went out forcing fans to go to Peacock to watch the game.
I see.
Now, I think NBC did this on purpose. Mm-hmm. to drive viewers to Peacock. Do you buy or sell Pepe Montilla my theory that NBC's just trying to drive people to Peacock by hook or by crook, and they pulled the plug and drove people to Peacock on purpose?
Not everybody has Peacock.
Correct.
Right. But if you do, that's how you could keep watching the game.
How long was the game?
Yeah, how long was
like
it out?
20 minutes.
20 minutes. It was out for 20. Can you imagine losing an NFL playoff game for 20 minutes? Yeah. What is NBC
doing?
Well,
I mean, it's a 4 hour.
You're saying they did it on purpose.
I am.
I do not believe they did it on purpose. Here's the only reason.
When was the last time
here's
that happened?
The only reason I don't think it happened on purpose is that the people who now subscribe to Peacock subscribe to Peacock. They've got somewhere between 30 and 35 million subscribers.
Right.
They didn't pick up any new subscribers because the game went to Peacock for 20 minutes.
No, but it's product awareness. They're just doing it to let people know, oh.
But if you didn't have Peacock, you couldn't get it. You can't quickly pay $5.99 in order.
You can do it on the spot.
Would you have done it within 20 minutes?
Yeah,
sure. I would have done it.
A lot of people don't even know how to do it.
Yeah, it's
right.
True.
Especially older people. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm not necessarily buying, but I'll tell you, NBC, that's absolute malpractice that you can't get a playoff game on TV. My God, who's running that show?
I've never heard that happen.
No. Is it Comcast? Right?
Yeah, losing an NFL connection during a game, a playoff game?
How's
Michael?
Cake?
How's the cake?
It is fantastic.
Coconut and rum?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to start ordering this more.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I'm going to find a way to not eat it.
You're not going
to
eat it, Mace?
No, I'm not.
Why?
He very rarely eats during the show.
I rarely eat during the show.
Well, you're going to take some home.
I'll take some home. That's good. I'll take some home for dessert tonight. It does look fantastic.
Yeah, smells good too.
All right, so we're going to do a little What's Up, Fool. Pepe, is it my turn to talk or John's turn to talk?
It's your turn to talk.
No, it's our turn
keep
to look
on talking.
At the TV
now. I was just pointing that to my not very good friend, Michael Thompson.
He wants to be a dictator.
Yeah, he is really.
That's why when you see him wave tonight, it'll be a dictator.
He's now producing the show.
Let him finish. Christ,
you guys let him in.
What's Up, Fools? Coming up next, Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Berkman was right to ban him.
All right, let me tell you about ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is created by a friend of mine named Ian Siegel. And Ian explains why ZipRecruiter works this way. They don't leave anything to chance. If you're a business and you're looking to hire people, start using ZipRecruiter. They'll help you find qualified candidates for all your roles fast. Right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter uses powerful matching technology to quickly find and send you the most qualified people for your roles. How quick? 4 out of 5 companies. Actually, it's a little higher than that. 83% of companies that use ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within 1 day. So what are you waiting for? Just go to that exclusive web address and try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/LA. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Thanks, Morales. All right, so I saw this from the Hoop Central on Twitter the other day.
Okay.
Not X Twitter.
Formerly known?
Stop it. Stop. All right, so there's 3 teams. You have to be unbiased as possible. All of you Laker fans in there, me too. But completely unbiased, I'm going to give you Team Red, Team Green, and Team Yellow.
Okay.
Tell me the best team or rank them.
Okay.
Okay. Team Red, Joel Embiid, Michael Jordan, and James Harden. Team Green, Larry Bird, Jason Tatum, Giannis Antetokounmpo. Team Yellow is Kobe, LeBron, and Steph. What is the best team and rank them?
Yellow. It's clearly the last one.
Yellow is the best team.
Bias, no bias?
No. I mean, you get LeBron and Kobe on the same
team.
LeBron
and Kobe?
How are you gonna
and Steph?
And Steph.
And yeah, how are you stopping that?
No,
team?
I think that's the best of the
although
they're
I don't
all
know
three
how
are great.
I don't know how you guard Embiid. So the team with Embiid is second.
Yes.
That's Embiid, Jordan, and Harden.
Oh.
Jordan, that's hard. Michael, what do you think?
I'm taking Jordan.
You're taking Jordan?
You're taking Team Red?
No, I'm taking Yellow and Harden, but
wait, Pepe, you're betting against Embiid and Jordan?
Two unstoppable players.
Harden, he's going to defend what? Who?
Steph?
Who's nobody can defend any of those players.
Harden is not a good defender.
Yeah. Well, most of those guys aren't.
Steph?
Yeah, neither is Steph.
Who's better, Harden or Steph?
Steph.
Okay.
They're about the same.
Yeah. I like the third because you had Steph as the cherry on top. You got a shooter. I like that combo.
All great teams.
Yeah,
I would go yellow. What was the first color, Greg?
Red.
Red is very close, second to yellow, and the other one's third.
I mean,
with Embiid, the one with Larry Bird is third.
No, there's not one player on this team that and any of these teams that can guard Embiid. Maybe right. Giannis, but he's on
and
green.
Why did you put Larry Bird over Magic?
No. It's Larry on Team Green. Think That's of it. I mean. Green.
But it's not his decision. It was something he saw on Twitter. Yeah. Other people did.
Yeah, it's Larry Bird, Jason Tatum, and Giannis Antetokounmpo, all green.
Yeah, that's the worst team, even though they're great.
Yeah, they are great, but the worst of the three. Yeah. I agree.
I go yellow, red, and green.
What? Yellow?
Yellow.
Yellow. Yellow.
Amarillo.
Yellow.
Amarillo.
Yellow.
See?
It's like, what
yellow? Amarillo.
Oh, okay.
It's a, you know, accent.
All right.
What's up, foo?
All right, guys. So I saw this also on Twitter formerly. Well, no, X Twitter formerly. Whatever.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
You can't even say it.
I can't even say. I'm trying to troll you, and I can't even do that right. Anyways, so I saw this on Twitter, and it was Shaq was asked, "Who would he rather have in clutch moments, Damian Lillard or Steph Curry?" Mm. So I want to ask. I know what he said, but I want to ask. John, who would you...
What, hang on, do you want to play the actual...
Sure.
Or do you want to answer first and then find out what Shaq said?
Let's answer first and then play. It's very close.
Yeah, they're both great.
But on the money, one shot.
I would take Steph. Michael?
Me too.
Me three.
Me four. Bergman?
Who do you have, Greg?
Steph or Dame? One shot
Steph.
To win the game.
Steph.
Here's Laura, how about you?
I want to say Steph.
Okay, it's unanimous, Steph.
Must be Dame.
Here's what Shaq said.
A lot of people ask me, you get double teamed, you kick it out, the game winner. You going to throw it to Steph or you going to throw it to Dame? And I hate to even answer this question. Know them both, respect them both, love them both. But sometimes when things are answered like this and they go viral, people take it personal. And it will never be personal with me. Steph is the best shooter, but Dame time is clutch at that shot. Damn. I'm going to have to go with Dame Lillard.
Dame Lillard.
I don't think he's crazy.
No, there's not really a wrong answer there.
I just personally would
take
Steph.
Yeah, I would take Steph also.
We saw this matchup in the West Finals a few years ago, and Dame didn't
Steph
really
outshoot Dame?
Yeah, Steph outplayed him. And in some close games, too.
Although this is just one shot.
Just one shot.
One shot.
Yeah, I'll still go with Steph.
I'll give it to Steph.
I'll take the greatest shooter of all time in that spot.
Sure.
What's up,
Flo? What's up, Flo?
Thank you.
Again, learning, guys, learning here.
Yeah, Laura's doing a lot of things all at once.
Laura's doing a lot right now.
They should have asked Shaq, Kobe or Steph, see which one he would have taken.
Oh, that's a tough one. That's a tough one.
That's a tough one. That's a tough one. Okay, so I saw this on Instagram. I saw Rihanna met Natalie Portman, who I love, both women. And Rihanna was Google Gaga all over her and said, "You're one of the hottest bleeps in Hollywood forever." So I love the camaraderie between the two women, but I wanted to know, who have you met that you've been like, oh my God, I'm meeting that person right now, and she kept her cool.
Well, you've met everybody.
Yeah, well, so have you. Yeah. You've met even more famous people than I have.
I've met two of the greatest icons this country's ever had.
Were you nervous? You met Jesse Owens, you met Muhammad Ali, right?
I just sat there. I was in my early 20s, and I sat there looking at Jesse Owens like a hungry man looking at beef.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I couldn't believe I was actually sitting in front of Jesse Owens, and he addressed me and called me by my name. And then, of course, when I was 13 years of age, I got to see the great Muhammad Ali close up, and he actually touched my head.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I got to meet Ali. I got to say, I was it's hard. And I met him while he was, you know, able to have a conversation and all that stuff. I just found it to be, I mean, I grew up watching Ali Friday nights on ABC. Yeah. All those fights were over the air, free TV. Yeah. Jimmy Young and Ken Norton and all those guys from that. For me, it's Ali.
Yeah, and he meant so much more than just boxing, you know, to America. That's why I was in such awe.
Pepe?
It has to be Ali, but it's very close to Pelé.
When
I was working for the airlines, Ali traveled several times with the airlines, and he was so nice because he sat there talking to us like, you and me are talking to each other.
Right, right.
Very nice guy.
Bergman?
Yeah, it has to be Ali.
Have we all met Ali?
No. You met him?
I've never met him.
I would love to meet him.
Yeah, I know. The idea is
who you've met.
People we've actually met.
Oh.
We can't all say Ali unless we all met
Shaq,
Ali.
Shaq was the coolest person.
Yeah, Shaq was cool.
That was very cool thing to meet.
Laura, what about you? Who'd you meet? Salma Hayek?
No, I actually have not met Salma Hayek.
Why? Why would that be? Why would
she's
happen?
A beautiful Latina goddess.
Just
and
because
Laura's
she's
a Latina goddess herself. What's wrong with that?
No, no. Uh-huh.
She's married to a billionaire.
They have a lot in common.
Salma Hayek's?
Yeah.
Didn't they break up?
No.
No,
Salma Hayek is absolutely beautiful.
No, Sofia Vergara.
Yeah, she broke up with Joe Manganiello.
So I've probably the person that I met that I was like, wow, I kept my cool was Nas. I'm a huge hip hop fan and I love Nas. So that was a pretty cool moment for me. Bruno Mars. Probably second.
You met Bruno?
Yeah, when he was like not Bruno Mars. So.
Nice.
I'm trying to be
shorter
better
than you, sure. Right?
Yeah, he's yeah. Straight.
I'm trying to be better at it. Like sometimes I clam up or what we call turtling. I did that backstage at Bryan Cranston's show. Jerry Seinfeld was there, and I was just like, nothing. I couldn't even start a conversation. So I'm trying to do better at that.
You know, for me too, is Charlize Theron.
You met her?
You met her?
Where'd you meet her?
She's hot.
I was doing the Devil's Advocate.
I love that movie.
God is an absentee landlord.
All right, Pepe, you bought her a key.
I was recording with my little recorder.
Yeah,
this is what and Pacino and the other guy got there.
Keanu Reeves.
And then nobody was paying attention to Charlize because he wasn't Charlize.
That was before Charlize actually happened. That was the beginning of Charlize.
So I got to talk to her and
very nice.
I was like, whoa.
She is a beautiful, beautiful
girl. Out.
What's up, fool?
I'm telling you, man.
All right, so John, you actually sent this, but two best friends have now split.
This is a good story.
They are not friends anymore because one of them got tickets to a Taylor Swift concert, but the tickets are on the same day as the other one getting married, and she's going to the concert instead of the wedding. Is she wrong? Who's wrong here?
I would have to know more about their friendship, but my attitude when I got married was if I asked I had three groomsmen, maybe four. And I said, look, if you don't want to do it, you don't have to. I want people at the wedding that want to be there.
Right.
If this girl would rather be at Taylor Swift than be at my wedding, go ahead.
Well, and probably
I don't really care.
Probably the friendship isn't all that great. If it breaks up over this.
Wait. But if the friendship was very close and that happened, in my case, I said, you prefer to do that? You're not my friend anymore.
Really? Oh. It would be a deal breaker.
If he's my best friend?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Pepe's right.
Pepe is right.
So, I agree with Pepe, too. And you got to take your friend over Taylor Swift or you got no friends.
It says that they're besties and she is a bridesmaid.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
What a belief.
She already bought the ugly dress, so that means she's...
Wait a minute, Laura. If this was... If, let's say, Laura's getting married and you know how Emily feels about Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Mm-hmm. And somebody says... And let's say Emily's in your wedding and somebody says, hey, I can get you front row tickets to Taylor Swift, but I can only get them on this one day. And it happens to be the day of your wedding. You're really going to make Emily go to the wedding?
Well, if Emily is my best friend, yes, because that's my best friend.
Even though you know that Taylor Swift is her whole world.
Yes, but my thing is, when you are someone's best friend or close friend or whatever, however you want to dictate that, you are getting married theoretically once. Taylor Swift will tour again.
That's right.
So that's true. Totally. It's like I.
But you may not be able to get tickets again.
No, but you're going to be friends forever.
Exactly. That's for to me.
Well,
it's
barely
just,
not if it's your friend. You're disowning them.
No.
You just said not your
but
friend.
But what I'm saying is, if that was my case, I don't go to the concert. I go to the wedding of my friend because friend afterwards. Taylor Swift is going to disappear, maybe. I don't know. She's going to be as popular.
Yeah. Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
And,
okay?
And Mace, you know what Pepe would say to his ex-friend when that happened? You've lost a friend.
You've lost a friend.
When Mason gets mad with people, he sends him a text. He sent a text to Morales once. You've lost a friend.
Pepe would wave him goodbye.
I was very sensitive in those days. Very sensitive in those days. I think I only sent that text once.
To Morales?
I never told Morales or anybody else that they lost a friend again.
You can sing You Got a Friend and Me, you know.
Oh, yeah, sure. You sing from Toy Story. Yeah.
friend. You were going so well, Pepe, and had to throw that joke.
Yeah, I don't know why that one came up. Yeah.
What do you expect?
That was, that was a little bit rough. Yeah.
I love that song, though. It's a good song.
Oh, my God.
You people got one more?
What's
or you
that,
done?
Sure, I have one more. Kay. I have one more. All right, so I sent you guys this story earlier in the week. A TikTok video went viral of a woman that found an alleged trash bag in her McFlurry. Okay, so
What's in the McFlurry?
A trash bag.
A trash bag all folded up.
Okay. Yeah.
So people were saying that it's not true, that she made this up for the clout, you know, just to put it on TikTok and for it to go viral. I want to know, do you guys believe that she actually found a trash bag in her McFlurry?
It doesn't seem practical. Like, a McFlurry is, like, Pepe, you have a Starbucks cup over there. That's about the size of a McFlurry.
Yeah. Yes.
How am I putting a trash bag in there?
If you really crinkle it up.
It was folded.
Right, but still, I mean, it's pretty small, right?
Yeah. You can fit it in there.
I mean, a McFlurry's not that big.
You could put it in the middle and the bottom.
I kind of believe this is true. I think there's probably some carelessness in the McDonald's kitchen. I would... Flip. Wouldn't you not...
Flip out?
I would flip out. If you find a trash bag in your drink, that would be awful. Yeah.
Think about how that could possibly happen. You're telling me that they get a cup, they stick a trash bag
into
the cup.
No, trash bag falls into it.
I can tell you how it happened.
Oh, by the way, what about deliberately?
Deliberately, yeah.
Yeah.
Deliberately.
I mean, or maybe that person put it in there deliberately.
A saboteur!
And say, like, oh, look, I got a trash bag in. I'm going to go viral now.
No, but, I mean, they could have planted it, but... So I've worked at a fast food place before, and sometimes, you know, and I was a manager, and I've had to, like, tell people, you got to go, you're fired, because they were careless. And certain things would drop, and they would pick it up, and I'm like, dude, you can't. Serve that. But I also have friends in the restaurant, you know, that they used to work in restaurants, and they're like, dude, when people complain, we used to do some nasty stuff to their food.
Oh,
so I try
really?
Not to complain. Yeah.
Did
not,
you do ne- it?
No, never, I never did it.
Never but people you worked with did it?
No. Someone that I, look, I'm not going to say names because you may or may not
say
know
it.
This person.
Say
no,
it.
I'm not going to say it.
Give us the initials.
Okay,
can we get the initials?
We're not going to give you initials.
Just the last name.
What is it rhyme with?
Anyways, nothing.
Rhyme it.
Where did they work?
Okay, they used to work at a restaurant.
Which one?
And
do they work here?
I'm not going to say any of that. They used to work at a restaurant.
In what city?
Oh, my God. Yeah. You know what? Where's that drop of Pepe?
Oh, my God. Let him finish.
Let me finish. No, but they used to work at a restaurant, and when people would complain, they would do some dirty things to the food. So I try not to complain when I go to a restaurant because I don't want nobody doing anything nasty. So I do believe that this can actually happen.
I believe
can
it
can happen,
too.
It's my show.
Yes. Do you?
Oh, it's not my show.
You never complain at a restaurant.
I don't really complain at a restaurant.
I don't believe it.
At the end, if I don't get good service, I don't leave a tip. But
I never complain.
Yeah, and I always tip. I think Mason makes mistakes.
I always tip.
I think Mason makes a mistake not tipping because you're a public figure.
No, if you're an a-hole, you're an a-hole.
Yeah.
Right, but you're Mason's a public figure, and word's going to get out that you don't tip.
And I'm going to come out and say that person, Sally from... I almost
Sally's.
Named a restaurant. I don't want to throw
give
a restaurant in.
Give the restaurant. Right about that.
Yeah, Coco's. No, it's not Coco's. It's not Coco's at all. Made that up. All right, coming up next for you, Michael Thompson pulled off an unbelievable feat last week.
I did.
And we'll see if he can do it again next. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.